This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where we unpack top stories out of our radio newsrooms across the country. On Deadline today is the fire that blazed across the Hawaiian island of Maui last week. It's the deadliest wildfire the United States has had in a century, and it came during what feels like a summer of wildfire. A summer that turned the sun orange and brought air quality warnings that had some people wearing masks outdoors again. Smoke has stretched from the Canadian wildfires to Detroit, Chicago, New York, and other major U.S. cities, on and off all summer. Images on social media have shown smoke blanketing them in this dystopian haze. And even one of the most beautiful spots on the earth wasn't safe from the threat of sudden wildfire. There, in Maui, search and rescue teams have been working through the area affected by the blaze. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier confirmed the deaths of at least 99 people at the time of this podcast recording Tuesday. Fires ravaged the historic town of Lahaina and other neighboring towns, leaving residential homes, restaurants, and businesses a sea of charred rubble. The world hasn't seen anything like it outside of a war zone. Altogether, the state is estimating that the blaze caused upwards of $6 billion worth of damage. President Joe Biden approved a disaster declaration last week. This will allow residents to access federal assistance for grants such as temporary housing and home repairs, as well as low-cost loans to cover property losses that are not insured, and more. Still, there's so much devastation that many people wonder what it'll take for the island to come back. Brittany Kalahalakai is a business owner who was born and raised on Maui. She's helping out with a donation center, and she spoke with Odyssey in San Francisco about their most pressing needs.
Are you seeing donations as well, or is that hard to come by being on an island?
No, I actually am getting many phone calls from our neighboring islands. Also, prior to your call, we just set up a donation that is coming from our neighbor island, Honolulu, Oahu, and they are actually collecting items on the neighboring island, and Aloha Cargo is actually going to ship that over to Maui within the next 2 days to help support and give relief to the island.
What do you guys need the most?
You know, I just spoke with some people there at the actual site. There's tons of hot food currently, but they're looking for a lot of baby items, you know, like I would say personal hygiene items is what they had mentioned, medical supplies, you know, gloves, gauze, things of that sort. They're still seeking some men clothing. I think they got tons of women's and children's, just some men items, some activities, you know, for the kids. There are a lot of young children as well as middle-aged children that are also there that, you know, are kind of not doing anything, that they wanted to keep busy to just kind of help them not feel as displaced.
Yeah, sure. How have the fires affected utilities? Do you have power? We know that the communication has been really difficult getting to people who are on the island.
Yeah, here in my area, we haven't seen much of an issue. The towers, obviously, in Lahaina have completely burnt, so they have no service in that area. There are some spots that I know people were walking or driving to in Lahaina where they were trying to get a hold of family members that were successful. But as of right now, I am not aware if that has been fully restored.
Some people might be wondering what they should do about upcoming flights to Maui and other Hawaiian islands now that the area has been hit so hard by these fires. Jimmy Tokioka, the director of the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism for the state, addressed the concern, saying that he wants people who are traveling to Hawaii to know that the islands are open. Others have spoken out against tourism in the aftermath of the fire. Actor and Hawaiian native Jason Momoa recently said that no one should travel to Maui at this time, saying, quote, "Do not convince yourself that your presence is needed on an island that is suffering this deeply." Momoa said that right now the island needs support as well as time to heal, grieve, and restore. CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg joined Odyssey in New York City to discuss the devastating wildfires in Hawaii.
Well, the airlines are increasing their frequency, but that's mostly to help first and second responders, and to get some of the people there who have been trapped there out of the island, either to neighbor islands or back to the mainland.
Oh, boy.
If you're planning a trip to Maui right now, and it's on the books, not a good idea to go. West Maui and Lahaina, and I'm not exaggerating, have been devastated. Some might even say destroyed. Even the harbor is gone. So right now, not a good idea to go because they had a housing crisis there before the fires. And now you have a lot of people left homeless and in shelters that are already overflowing.
Oh, boy. And it sounds, Peter, like it might be some time before it is safe to book anything to Hawaii.
Well, not to Hawaii. You can certainly go to Kauai. You can go to Lanai. You can go to Honolulu and depart to the Big Island. But Maui right now, not a good idea.
Sadly, the fires in Maui are not the only ones to hit the country this year. Earlier this summer, wildfires north of the United States border in Quebec, Alberta, and Manitoba, Canada, pushed air quality levels into dangerous zones in several major metropolitan areas. The air quality was so bad that it could be seen, resulting in this ominous orange haze. Health officials from multiple states, including New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Minnesota, were forced to issue warnings about the smoke. Some warned that the situation could get dire for those who suffer from medical conditions such as asthma and urge people to stay inside. Now those warnings ring as true as ever in the aftermath of the fires on Maui. Dr. Nikki Vars-McCullough, respiratory protection expert for 3M's safety division, talked with Odyssey in Dallas about the best ways we can protect ourselves.
Yeah, wildfire smoke is really, really, really small particles. And these small particles, they're outside and they can get inside your house. So if there's wildfire smoke in your area, you really do want to try to seal up your house so that as many of those particles stay outside, but because they're so small, they can get inside.
Absolutely. And that can cause all kinds of respiratory issues.
Yeah, you might notice if it's bad air quality outside, you might notice that your eyes are itchy, your throat feels irritated, you might notice yourself coughing. People with lung and heart disease, children of the elderly, might suffer these effects much more than other people.
What other things can contribute to unhealthy levels of particles in the air?
Yeah, in addition to wildfire smoke, we also can see things get in the air like just dirt and dust from roads, from fields when the wind is blowing. You might also just have factory emissions, car and truck emissions that can contribute to poor air quality, particularly during certain weather conditions.
So what are some ways to help maintain good indoor air quality?
Yeah, the first thing you want to do if the air quality outside is bad is to make sure that you're keeping your house closed up. Close your windows, close your doors, try to stay inside. But as we talked about, those little tiny particles can get inside your house. So filtering the air inside your house is also a really important thing to maintain good air quality inside your home or your building. And you can do that by using a filter. If you have an HVAC system, you can buy a high efficiency filter, like a Filtrete filter, and keep your fan running. Use that high efficiency filter, change it out often. If you don't have an HVAC system, I don't. I have a really old house. And so I use room air purifiers in the middle of the room, again, with a high efficiency filter. And I just keep that indoor air filtering. And also you want to restrict things that could add even more particles. Like you want to avoid burning candles, certain types of cooking, making fires in the fireplace, just really focusing on fewer particles in the air, if possible.
Yeah, you brought up air purifiers. I've always wondered, do those really work?
I found personally that they really help in my house where I don't have an HVAC system. Again, I make sure to leave that fan running. I buy a high efficiency filter, and I try to make sure that they're a little more in the center of the room rather than stuffed into a corner so they get good air circulation.
When we're talking about going outside, a lot of times we'll get those air quality alerts from the National Weather Service. If we can't avoid going outside on a day like that, what's the best way to protect us and our family?
Yeah, again, staying inside is what, you know, the top recommendation, but a lot of people have to work outside, or you just have to get kids to school, walk the dog. And so you really want to think about how can we reduce the number of particles we breathe into our lungs. And one of the ways you can do that is to use an N95 respirator mask.
Beyond health, there's also an economic impact to wildfires. Economist Dave Sawyer told Odyssey in San Francisco that the cost of wildfires and lives lost and billions of dollars spent could be the catalyst that finally makes the government and business invest in fighting climate change in a big way.
Given that climate change is getting worse, if you will, and these fires seem worse than they've ever been and even getting bigger, can you look out even further? Are there projections that you're making based on that?
So we did an economy-wide assessment, and there's been a number done in the U.S. as well. And basically, we in Canada looked at 15 impact areas, of which extreme events were one, so floods, ice storms, wind storms, tornadoes, that sort of thing. And those have been going through the roof in terms of the number of those events and the cost of those events, particularly in the last 10 years. But then we have all kinds of other impacts like supply chain disruptions, labor productivity impacts. People can't work. It's so hot. I mean, look what's going on in Texas right now. So suddenly households lose income and business costs go up. All kinds of impacts right across the economy. And yeah, it's a big drag on the economy looking into the future.
What can regions do to prepare for these sadly inevitable situations from an economic standpoint? I don't know. Is there insurance? Is there savings? Is there proactive spending that can be done?
Yeah, so prevention, so adaptation to climate impacts. And so we did a bunch of analysis that looked at implementing measures like green roofs on warehouses, for example, just as one simple example, reducing sort of the cost impacts in factories, or excuse me, the heat impacts in factories. And so we looked at a whole series of those measures. We put them in the model, and those avoid a bunch of costs. And the payback on those is quite large. It's sort of 5-to-1 payback because of all these supply chain impacts I talked about earlier. So prevention pays. So governments have to get on it in a big way.
Is there a way to get them to listen?
Well, wildfire smoke will get everybody's attention. You know, climate change used to be thought of as this future, you know, someone else's problem. Small island state, as the sea level rises, that's not us in San Francisco, or I live in Ottawa in Canada. It's not us, but suddenly it is us.
Maui residents continue to suffer from the impact of these wildfires. To offer support to those affected, or to get support if you've been affected, visit MauiNUIStrong.info. This show is produced by Joe Heady, Christy Strouser, Myron Kaplan, and Bill Smee. I'm Lauren Barry, and I want to say thanks for listening to the On Deadline podcast, Odyssey's deeper look at a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.